Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, January 24th, 2013. Tonight's guest grew up in a small Saskatchewan farming town, and the gift of a guitar when she was 17 set her on her way to bringing the songs she'd been writing for the five previous years to life. Well, with a second CD under her belt, Jennifer Jade Kerr sings about personal challenges and her own struggles. She's on the phone with us tonight from her home in Kelowna, BC, to talk about her CD, Permission to be Broken, and her participation in this year's artist competition at Edmonton's Breakforth Conference. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Angry with God from Jennifer Jade Kerr's CD, Permission to be Broken. Interview with Jennifer Jade Kerr. Good evening, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you today?
Not bad. Now, as we get started, some of our listeners might not have heard about you before, and so let's give them a little bit of background on you. How did you get started as a musician?
I was pretty young when I started to just kind of mess around with writing songs. I remember being really young, like probably around 6 or 7, and grabbing a guitar at my neighbor's house and tuning it to something that I'm fairly sure was far off center tuning and writing a song about an alligator. So songwriting has always just been something that I gravitated towards. It wasn't something that I wanted to do and tried to figure out. It was just something that was part of me. So I've been writing songs for a long time. Started to kind of let that out when I was in university. I got my BA in religious studies from the University of Regina and started attending songwriter nights and just kind of hearing what other people were making and hearing their lovely constructive criticisms of what I was making and kind of growing that way. So, that's kind of how it all started, and just small steps and, you know, starting in the kind of Saskatchewan independent scene and then kind of taking it from there.
Well, I know you mentioned in your bio on your website that one time your father brought home a gift of a guitar for you, and that sort of helped start things rolling as well.
He did, yeah. I was 17 by that point, and it was the best gift I've ever gotten. So I was pretty stoked on that, and have been playing since then. So,
well, looking at this, who have been some of your influences as a musician, and as a songwriter?
Yeah, I really grew up on country music. I did a lot of kind of country music performing when I was in university, and a few years after that. And so, Paul Brandt has always been a huge influence for me. Mm-hmm. I find, you know, I think he's just a great artist, but not only that, I think he's just a really solid person. I love voices like, some of those great Canadian female voices like Jan Arden and Amanda Marshall, And then as I've kind of grown and discovered different music, I really into people like, you know, Mumford & Sons right now, and who else? Love the Civil Wars. John Bryant, a guy from Halifax, just kind of getting into that, a little bit more indie stuff too. And I really appreciate story in song. I really appreciate a strong voice in song. And I just love hearing what people are making.
Well, that story in song really seems to be taking off. There's real, you mentioned Paul Brandt and a lot of his songs, there's a story element within the song and that. And what attracts you to that whole story in song component of songwriting?
Maybe it's because I love to read so much. I like when a song is taking you from one point to another. I love when you can imagine yourself inside or see the people as they're going through the experience. And I think it makes it more accessible when you can figure out characters, when you can see a train of a story, when you can... when you can kind of adapt that and find your own life inside it.
Well, looking at that and looking at them, I'm always interested in the mechanics of songwriting and people who are developing songs and stuff. Are you a lyrics first songwriter or music first? Or how does the process work for you as a songwriter?
Me? It's always an interesting question. For me, it usually comes together. Like, I'll get like a little snippet with lyrics and melody, and I tend to be stronger in the lyric department. So if it comes together and I kind of finish a song, it's usually kind of the melody that I need to be tweaking. And I mean, you need to tweak everything because that's just part of the deal. But it usually comes together for me, which I haven't met too many people that have it like that. But yeah, that just kind of seems to be the way that I roll.
So how long does it take you to put a song together?
Oh, geez. It can really depend. I mean, there's a song that I've been working on for, like 6 years that, is still, you get chunks at it at a time. And then there's songs that, I can come out of in half an hour, 45 minutes that, kind of the initial stage of getting it out. So it really depends. I'm getting better at the whole, I want to write a song about this right now, and then being able to get to that point. Mm-hmm. But the songs that seem to come the fastest are kind of that blink inspiration. You hear a line in a newscast, or you read something, and you're just like, I got to get it out. So,
right.
Yeah, those seem to come the fastest.
Well, what are some of the things that you just mentioned, hearing something on a newscast or something like that. Where do you find your inspiration? Where do you find the lyrics and the songs coming from for yourself?
This one's kind of a neat one. I wrote a song. It's actually the last song on my new album. It's called Human. And it's just, for me, it's a song about declaring your humanity and not trying to be more than you are. The kind of undercurrent of that is allowing God to be God and remembering that we're human beings and there's a freedom in that. But this song, Human, I was actually listening to a YouTube video, Poison and Wine by the Civil Wars, and I was reading the comments underneath, and one of the comments was by a girl, and she said, I'm not a very emotional person. This is kind of a paraphrase, but she said, I'm not a very emotional person. I tend to keep things pretty much under wraps, but I don't know what it is about this song. It just ruins me. And she said, something about the way that the song is put together and the way they perform it, it just reminds a girl she's human. And as soon as I read that, I was like, where's the guitar? And so I was actually at work at the time, and so I ran across the hall and grabbed my, I work at a church, so guitars are around, and I ran across the hall and borrowed my coworker's guitar and locked myself in my office for about half an hour, and out it came. So, yeah.
So what are some of the other things that you find that become inspirations and part of your songs?
I have written a number of songs that are inspired by stories in scripture. I'm working on a song called Well that is about the woman at the well and her just kind of her situation and how Jesus breathes light into it and encourages her to leave the past behind her and move forward with a fresh start. I've also written songs based on, you know, things my friends have said in conversation, you know, kind of situations or topics that I've seen played out in the lives of my friends and family. Permission to be broken is kind of one of those, just giving people the permission to not be okay. And as a perfectionist, that's a difficult thing for me, and I know for a lot of people. So, and also I'm trying to write more and more on kind of themes that are important in my church body but aren't necessarily reflected in the music that we sing. So, yeah, it's kind of being more methodical and more intentional about what music to what to create so that it can be a resource and be helpful for people.
Well, I think with that we're going to take a quick break because I want to get a little bit more detail, especially on some of the things that you've written in Permission to be Broken. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll continue our conversation with singer-songwriter Jennifer Jade Kerr. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Arts Connection, you've been listening to Permission to be Broken, the title track from Jennifer Jade Kerr's sophomore CD, Permission to be Broken. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jennifer. One of the things I found when I first listened to Permission to be Broken was just the sort of the sheer rawness of the lyrics. And just before we went to break, you were talking about, you know, writing stuff that people don't often hear about. Like, I'm looking at the lyric is, I need permission to be broken, not to have it all together. I need allowance for my weakness and for not having all the answers. And that's often a challenge because we often find the concept is, you know, once we come to Christ, once we develop that relationship with God, everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to be going there. How, in writing this, how did you sort of come to the conclusion that you needed to really touch on these type of topics?
Well, a lot of this album was written kind of in and around the first year of my living here in Kelowna, BC, and I moved, you know, from Saskatchewan. Kind of, it was a pretty quick decision, pretty quick move, and then started working at a church here, which I love. I love my people. I love my youth group. I love my job. But the first year was horrible. I tend to have very high expectations of of myself, and here I was moving into a brand new career, you know, kind of a church that had a pretty high profile within our fellowship, and I was so nervous that I was going to, you know, people were going to find out that I had no idea what I was doing. And that first year was so much about me realizing that it was okay to not do it perfectly. It was okay to, you know, look at when I'm a youth that asked a question and go, you know, I really don't know. But then, you know, to be able to say, I can help you find out. And then it brought up so many issues with, you know, just other situations and other challenges in my life. And I felt like I really needed to write that for myself. And really for a lot of women, I think, especially women within the church, we, you know, we're trying to hold everything up. We're trying to keep a brave face. And sometimes you just can't. And so I wanted to write this song and share it so that people knew, like, God does not require us to come to Him with a full package, you know, of everything neat and tidy and tied together. He would rather us come with everything in a mess, because that's when He can do His best work.
Well, yeah, and you, that comes out through Angry with God. You know, you write, you know, I fall in love with my plans. I've polished the stones. I'm so proud of my perfect ducks in their perfect row. And then you say, you know, so why can't you just once give me what I think I need? And I, you know, I'm thinking of how many people have ever prayed that, like, Lord, I know that You're supposed to give us what we want, but, like, for once, can't You just give me what, you know, what I want?
Yeah, I have a wonderful mentor in my life who's I toured for a while with an organization called Crew Ministries, and she was one of our kind of spiritual trainers. Her name is Lynn Gergens, and I remember her saying to me once, she's like, Jennifer, God knows that you're PO'd at Him. Why don't you just pray it? So, I mean, that was, the Angry with God came at a time when I was just really, really grumpy. And I'm just like, you know what, God, I know what I'm saying right now is wrong, and I know, but I don't care. Like, seriously, I thought I, you know, just gimme. I was so mad. But
looking at the rawness of that and looking at how that's an experience, I think, that's probably fairly universal.
Yeah.
What's been the response from listeners? What have you heard from people that have listened to this and suddenly said, that's how I feel?
Yeah. I remember one of the first times I ever performed that song, it was actually just as I was finalizing my first album, and my friend Dan, he went, you have to put that on it. And I'm like, Dan, I can't add any more songs. So, I mean, it definitely resounded with him. This album is a little darker, and my aunt listened to it, and she said, you know, I kind of like more upbeat stuff. But she said, then I read the little paragraph inside the jacket of the album, and she said, now I understand. And she's so, like, the little paragraph is all about kind of the journey that I took and why I made this album the way I did, and just how I wanted to share those more difficult feelings so that other people would know it's okay. And that meant a lot to me. And so to hear people say, you know, sometimes that's, it may be a little bit uncomfortable to hear from Christian music at first, because it's really, really honest.
Yeah.
But I think it's important, because if we can't say that stuff to God and each other, then we're just hiding it inside ourselves, and that's not going to help anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to quickly change gears here for a minute. And I'd like to go more deeper into some of the stuff on permission to be broken, but it is such a, I found it such a refreshing album because of that honesty was there. But changing gears, looking at Break Forth, you've got a chance to take part in the artists competition. How did you get involved with that?
Well, Break Forth has been something I've attended. I remember the first time I went, it was 2003. And it was a huge experience for me, just in terms of seeing such a large collected body of Christ, you know, seeing all these people worshiping together and coming from different stripes and different tribes. And it was just so affecting for me to see us all be in the same room and worshiping the same God together with such fervency. So I have loved Break Forth since then and have gone a number of times. And this year they opened what's called the Break Forth Artist Competition. So they opened for submissions for Christian musicians across the country to submit songs and, just kind of have an opportunity to perform at Break Forth. And so I was actually announced to the top 10, so I'm really excited. And the first leg of the competition is this Friday in Edmonton, so getting ready to fly out for that, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
So looking at that, what are you hoping to gain through that? Like, what's sort of the motivation behind getting involved in it?
Right. In terms of, as a musician, I'm really into community. I love meeting other musicians. I love hearing what they're making. I love, kind of talking through ideas about touring together. I love, I just like making friends. So that's going to be a big part of it. I'm really excited to meet the other contestants. And also, a number of our judges or the people that we, if we make it a little bit further, the opportunities we have to open. So I know George Canyon's going to be one of the judges. The top three get to open for him on Saturday night at Breakforth, and then the person who wins gets to open for Amy Grant on Sunday. So that's pretty awesome to look forward to. My goal is to kind of make the top three. If I take the whole thing, that would be stupendous. But the experience, the exposure, the chance to meet other people and see what they're doing, and just the chance to perform in a new environment. So,
you're talking, community is a key part of these type of things as well. Have you found that you've been able to connect with other Christian musicians across the country and sort of develop that sense of community amongst yourselves?
Yeah, a number of years ago I started attending the Gospel Music Association of Canada conferences. They have one every year, kind of in October, November, and I've gotten to meet a whole large group of people through that and build relationships. That's actually how I got to know the studio head and the producer that I recorded with for this new album. And actually, I just recently on Saturday returned from a trip with Compassion Canada to the Dominican Republic, and it was an artist trip. So there was about 20 of us Christian musicians and spouses from across the country, and working together to learn more about the work of Compassion and see what they're doing. And so we got to know each other really well on that trip. And so I've had some incredible opportunities to get to know other musicians, and I find that so exciting.
Well, let's take one final break, and after that, we'll wrap up our conversation with singer-songwriter Jennifer Jade Kerr. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
I am burdened down, cast onto the ground. I am very can't escape this pain. All day I remain in my soul. Bet I know what this is all about, and I see my way out. So I will turn and run from this pattern of behavior, singing I am done. No, I'm not coming back later. Inequity.
Arts Connection. You've been listening to I Repent from Jennifer Jade Kerr's Permission to be Broken CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Jennifer. Jennifer, looking at the things that you've had happening and things that have been going on, what's sort of next for you this year? What are the things that you've got planned?
Well, this next weekend is a big one, the Breakforth competition. And then after that, I work half-time at my church, and then I am a musician half-time, and so I'm kind of back and forth in chunks. But I'm looking forward to a weekend of gigs in Edmonton at the end of, or very beginning of March. And then my friend Kelty Malone and I, she and I did a tour together in the fall in Ontario. Her and I are looking at doing about 3 or 4 weeks in the prairies in kind of end of April, beginning of May. So really looking forward to that, and in between doing lots of writing and working up some fun cover songs, and yeah, and just seeing where it goes. So and then, you know, continuing my work with Compassion, which is really important to mm-hmm. me. So I'm just so excited to be able to do what I have felt like God was calling me to do since I was really young. So it's mm-hmm. I feel really grateful to be living the life I am.
Any more thoughts on a new CD coming out?
Well, I'm going to have to pay off this one first. I released Permission in April of last year, so it'll probably be another year or so before I work up to another one. But that's definitely on the radar, and you know, always kind of thinking about that. It's one of the challenges/joys of being a recording musician is, you know, you're happy with what you have, but you're always kind of, okay, now what's next? So, I look forward to making music for a long time, and, you know, God willing, we'll see number 3 in the next little while.
Great. Well, if somebody is interested about learning more about you and your music, how can they do that?
Oh, for sure. They can check out my website, which is www.jenniferjadekerr, that's JadeKerr.com. They can look me up on Facebook. They can, I don't know, sometimes I tweet. They can look me up on Twitter. I would love, you know, just send me an email, say hello. I love to correspond with people. And if anybody's at Breakforth next weekend, they can check out the top 10 performers on this Friday at 9 p.m. in Salon 2. I know it means you might have to duck out of Casting Crowns for a while, but really, I think we're good enough. So, you know.
Yeah. Great. Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the chance.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Jennifer Jade Kerr. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.